All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Homar, and that's Mr. Josh Starnes, Mr. Smooth over there with the two fingers. today, we're going to talk about how to talk to recruiters. Josh and I both have an outlook on this that we think is important to share with you. We won't be long with this one, but we want to make sure that you have an idea because we believe that a lot of people don't necessarily know how to engage, how to interact once a recruiter or headhunter, whatever, however you want to say, a staffing agency reaches out to you to talk to you about, you know, working with you to get you placed, get you in a position. And we want to make sure that we cover a few things to help you know how to navigate these waters and have a symbiotic relationship with a hiring agent, recruiter, staffing firm, headhunter, whatever you want to say. So, Josh, I'm going to give you the platform, let you kind of address this. I know you got some things you want to get off your chest about this one. So go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I mean, so I talk to candidates every single day, and I'm not a recruiter. Let's get that first and foremost. I have a team of recruiters. So my job is to kind of vet them before the interview process, go over and answer any questions there may be. So a lot of my recruiters or recruiters that are in the industry are of, you know, Indian descent. We work with a lot of India-based companies. Recruiting is very big over there, and they do such a phenomenal job. They understand the technologies. But sometimes the biggest thing I hear is there's a language barrier. There's a little bit of a difference in the way that we communicate things. So we're going to look at that first because I have to address this every single day, I think. When you're talking to a recruiter, you need to make sure that you're leaving the conversation with enough good information for you to make a good decision. Now, when I say good decision, this may be something, oh my gosh, I just need a job. You know, so you're not really listening. You're not really paying attention. Like, I don't care. I just need this job. So I'm just going to listen. Now, that doesn't necessarily work because it never turns out good. So when you're working with recruiters, you need to have a clear understanding of what the job pays, the duration of the job. Are there chances for it to extend or convert to a full-time position if it's a contract role? Is it a full-time role? What's the manager like? What's the culture like? Like, you, as going into this, need to ask the proper questions to get a better understanding of what you're getting yourself into. You know, if you go buy a car, generally you're going to ask some questions. It's got a need, it's got a fit. So it's the same thing with your career. This is your career. So I'm amazed at how many people I get on the phone who've already had two or three conversations with the recruiter that don't understand the job description. They don't have any idea of what they're doing and they don't know what they're getting paid, but they made it all the way to me. And I don't, you guys, you're investing in yourself. And in order for you to get that career, that next job, you need to have a clear-cut understanding, because when we put you in front of the hiring manager and you don't know anything, not only does it make you look bad, but it makes us look bad as well. So you need to have a good understanding of what we're going to do. So when you're relating to recruiters, whether it's you know, for a job, prepping for a job, getting an understanding that for a job coming up, you need to make sure you cover your bases. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the duration. Tell me how much I'm going to get paid. What does benefits look like? Does the manager convert? Do they do this? What am I going to be in charge of? What teams? Like, you need to be prepared and not, I hate to say this, but don't go into the initial conversation thinking that they're going to do their job. There's a lot of really bad recruiting agencies out there. And if you're in IT especially, you're probably getting hit by, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 to 500 a week recruiters. I mean, I'm not even in any kind of that industry, and I'm still getting blown up every single day. So when you're going into having these conversations, you need to be able to lead the conversation and ask the questions. You need to find out why they're reaching out. What made them reach out to you? What part of your background intrigued them the most? What is the position? Who's the company? A lot of them aren't going to tell you the company is. They'll just say, I have a client, because until they get you through the ropes, they don't want. The reason they do that is they don't want you to go to another company and say, hey, this place is hiring.
Right.
So you need to get as much detailed information as you can. So make sure you're not just taking the call and allowing the recruiter to run the whole conversation. Because chances that you leave the conversation not knowing a whole lot is pretty good. Like I said, I have to go through this stuff every single day. And I consider my recruiters top notch. And they do ask a lot of questions, but I still, for some reason, with candidates, hey, did you discuss pay? Oh, no, we didn't go over that. Well, why not? Oh, he didn't tell me. Well, why didn't you ask? Tell me what you know about the job. Oh, I know a little bit. So what did they do? Oh, they sent me the job description. I didn't open it. Guys, these are all little things that you have control over that will help you get that job. I'm sorry, but if I'm interviewing for a job and you didn't even have the decency to open up the job description and can't tell me what the five main technologies that you're using, I'm sorry, but you're already cashed out. We're done. We're on to the next, because There are candidates that know that job inside and out. They ask a lot of questions. A lot of questions today are situational. Tell me about a time when you did this.
Right.
And so you've got to be able to talk, but a good recruiter is going to fill you in all that. They're going to help you to feel comfortable. So that's kind of my take on it. What do you think?
No, I think you're absolutely correct. And I think you spoke very eloquent from the position of the recruiters are solid because we work with some out of India as well. And they do a good job. But I think a lot of times, too, from the candidate's perspective, and I'm just, you know, trying to play devil's advocate here. I think a lot of times, and you can correct me right if I'm wrong, they don't necessarily believe, you know, that this particular individual is going to do the prerequisite work to get them an actual position because they've talked to so many different bad, you know, staffing agencies who kind of left them in the dark and left them hanging. They're kind of like, oh, it's just another one just trying to what they think is fill a quota or whatever it might be. So they don't necessarily believe that, you know, this conversation that they're having with, you know, the young man or young woman is going to be fruitful enough to get them to a position where they're going to get an interview and they're going to get, you know, potentially a chance to really be put on the job. So that's why I think that they do not ask the questions, you know, that are pertinent. You think that would be, you know, just basic questions to ask. And so because I agree with you on this side, Jay, with me saying that playing devil's advocate, I still agree with you 100%. It's just still someone that you're talking to that's saying, hey, we have a potential client that may want to hire you. So it's still incumbent upon you to ask any and every question you can to make sure you understand what might potentially be something that will follow through. You know, you can't let it won't follow through if you're half-assing it yourself. You know, you can't expect for the energy to come their way if you're half-assing it. So everything you said, I totally agree with. And I think that's I'm like you. I'm not a recruiter. I have those who I work with who recruit. But they do come to me and you're right. I had the same conversation that you had, like, wait, you don't know what your pay is. You don't know what the benefits are. You know, this is stuff that should have been addressed already, you know, yeah, so ask those questions.
And see, that's the unfortunate side of what you had just said is there are recruiters reaching out about jobs that don't exist. Let's just be real. So I guess it's our job to do, because it's called pipelining. You know, if we know of our client that might be hiring for this job or they hire all the time, some recruiters will call, oh, I have this position. So I guess a good question is this an active position right now? Or are you, you know, gearing up for a potential position that could open up? The problem is there are recruiters out there that are not honest. They're saying, oh, I've got this job and they don't quite have it yet. It's just that we're supposed to get it this month. Well, we all know that stuff gets pushed out. So I guess with dealing with recruiters, it's asking the appropriate questions. Is this a current job open right now? They've got funding. It's open. They can start interview process. They're going to read my resume. If they tell you yes, then you kind of have to take it for face value and treat it as it could be a good opportunity.
Right.
You know, and don't always put all your eggs in one basket. You know, talk to 20, 30 recruiters. Call us. Like, you know, the difference between us and a lot of agencies is if you have a great background and you're looking, we can go market you.
That's
right.
We
can go find you a job. We meet you. You've got all these cool skill sets and you're having a struggle. We've got contacts with managers. We could say, hey, look, we got this great guy that's looking for a job. There's two sides of this, guys. It's not just you have to wait for recruiters to call you about potential positions. You can start calling recruiters and say, hey, look, I got the skills. This is why and this is what I'm looking for. Can you help me find a job? We can do that kind of stuff as well. So I think you're right. You're 100% right. Because unfortunately, there are some bad eggs out there that have made it difficult to kind of navigate through this the right way. And I mean, how many times have we talked to candidates? They're like, is this real?
Right.
Or they're complaining about their recruiters never called me back, or they never did this, or they never did that. And guys, I'm sorry, but that's the uncertainty of this industry. It is the way that it is. But that's why it's so important on your relationship building that I've talked about 1,000 times. Build solid relationships with a couple good recruiting firms. So that way you've got an in, you trust them, you know they have your best interest at heart, and you don't have to go through the rigmarole with all the ones that don't do good. I'm sorry, but find agencies like us who truly care about you, create those relationships. We know who you are. We market you. We get you jobs. We allow you into our world with our clients, and it just makes it easier.
Yeah, absolutely correct. I like rigmarole, by the way. I like that. but you're absolutely correct. You know, with the rigmarole, you don't want to go through that. But he's absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. The communication factor is huge on both sides, but it's kind of like how can I put it? You know, because Jay and I both, we like analogies. So, you know, it's like a relationship. You know, you dated this, you know, for a guy, we're guys. So, you know, we dated a young lady. So you dated this young lady. It didn't go well, you know, 6 months, whatever it might be. It didn't go well. Communication was really all off the charts. It wasn't great. So when you got that relationship, you know, do you say to yourself, well, this next relationship, I'm going to be very skeptical? Or do you get back into the relationship from the standpoint of saying, I'm going to do everything that I didn't do right with this last one, I'm going to do right with this upcoming one, and then let the cookies fall where they may? I'm saying to say, if you had a bad representation or a bad interaction with a staffing firm that didn't give you all the information, that may have been using you just because they needed to get their pipeline together, all that stuff, it still is what Josh was saying, is imperative that you still ask the next questions when you come to the next recruiter, because you never know who that one is going to be to possibly get you in. But now it's your job to do everything right on your end as the candidate to make sure you ask all the pertinent questions. You go deeper with this individual. So therefore, like he said, you can kind of weed through whether it's pipeline or whether it's actual current situation. Do they have the funding? All the things you need to know. So therefore, you're ready. So don't. You can't bring the last relationship to this new relationship from the standpoint of the negativity. You look at things you didn't do right, and then you bring that to this particular one, and it should work better. All right. And then let us, as the staffing firms or the recruiters out there, let us, you know, be bad or good, but let us hopefully, and like Josh is saying, in Kane Ross's case, in our case, you know, we make sure that we're trying to be as thorough as we possibly can, to be as upfront as we possibly can, transparent, to let you know, yes, we have a current rec that's open right now, they're looking to hire within the next 30 days. Yes, they have funding. Yes, this position is going to pay you between X amount, X amount. This position gives, you know, benefits. Yes, there's a 401k, you know, matching, all that stuff, right? We try to make sure we're very clear. So therefore, you can make the best decision and you can make the best choice for yourself to say, hey, yes, I want you to represent me. You have the right to represent. We can move forward. Right. And so, yeah. So I think you had one more point you wanted to make about interaction with a recruiter.
No, it's just, we've said this before. Be honest, you know, set your expectations. Don't be afraid to set your expectations, because recruiters, they just want to get you employed. They just want to get you a job, you know, so. A lot of recruiters, unfortunately, don't care about it as much as you do, per se. Some do. I would say, you know, we work with top-notch recruiters, so we're a little bit different. But just make sure that you're setting your boundaries, you're setting your expectations, and you're not deviating from that.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. Set your expectations. You're not deviating from that. Be honest, but also do be clear with what you want to know. And ask those questions. You know, it's your right to do so. Like you said, this is your career. This is your life. This is your livelihood. You know, and I would like to say too, because a lot of times, and I know we pretty much made our point, but I just want to say this to you guys: recruiters, staffing firms. It may sound like it's a wash, like they're not out there to help, but they actually are. You know, there's something to be said for having someone representing you while you're asleep, or someone representing you while you're doing other projects, to be able to put you in a position of potential success. You know, you think about in life, it's very rare when you have someone else out there campaigning for you. And that's what we basically are doing, you know. Now, the system is not always the best. I agree with you on that. I'm not going to sit in that, like, you know, every day, like we just talked about, there are bad ones out there. However, the concept and the idea is important, because you want someone being an advocate for you. And if you find that, that's why Josh has always been very big on all of our episodes talking about building relationships. And in relationships, you have to make sure you talk to different people. Not every relationship is going to go 100%, right? But at some point, you start to find your community. You start to find someone that you can have a likeness with, that will see the same things you and have the same vision you have. And that's what you're trying to make sure you're finding within the proper recruiting firm, all right? So I like what he said. Make sure, you know your boundaries, know what you want, and then you go after it. But do go after it with the thought that this can work and we can be a good team together. All right. Because that's exactly how we talk to our candidates. We want to be a team. We want to be communicative. And we may not be the one to place you. And, you know, we always let them know that, you know, we may not be the one, but let us know and we'll let you know. So therefore we can have a relationship. So down the road, we come back, be like, you know what, this one didn't work. Maybe this one will, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Josh, anything else before we let him go?
Nope, I'm good.
All right. Well, how to talk to your recruiters. We hope that we gave you a little bit to think about on this one. And it works better for you on this next upcoming reach out. And if not, call Kane Ross and call us here and we'll be able to take care of you. Go to our website, higherpowertech.com, and you can reach out to Josh and I. And we'll be happy to talk to you about anything, recruiting needs or staffing needs, and go from there. All right, guys?
Guys.
All right. Talk to you shortly. Bye-bye.